Shawn Johnson has been the talk of the women's competition at these world championships. The 15-year-old
Shawn Johnson is one of the top female gymnasts in the world. She is the reigning women's world all-around champion, a feat only achieved by three other American gymnasts.
It's such an honor to know that I'm one of four now of the U.S. women that have won, and it's just such an honor. I mean, to know that I've made history and I could potentially make history again.
Johnson began learning gymnastics when she was three. After being told at the age of six that she was all brawn and no skill, she turned to a new gym run by Liang Qiao and Li Wenzhuang.
I was introduced to Qiao and his wife Li. They definitely helped me get to the stage that I am now, and as soon as I met them, I knew things were going to get better.
Qiao and Li are Johnson's coaches. Both were members of the Chinese national gymnastics team before moving to the U.S. and opening Qiao's Gymnastics and Dance Institute in West Des Moines, Iowa, Johnson's hometown.
Shawn was only six when she first came to this gym. Her front tooth was still missing. She immediately jumped onto the uneven bars and looked so much at home. You knew right there that she is this energetic girl who is full of life.
Qiao and Li have been working with Johnson ever since.
Qiao and Li have been coaching me since I was 6 years old, and so I've been with them almost 10 years, and I can never see being with anyone else. We're a perfect pair.
Spending so many years working hard together, she almost felt like our own kid.
Johnson is training for the U.S. Olympic gymnastics trials in June. A strong performance could land her a spot in the U.S. Olympic team to compete at the Beijing Summer Games, an honor that would have special meaning for the 16-year-old athlete.
It definitely has more special meaning to me than probably for other girls, just because since it is their hometown and knowing how successful they were when they were there, I hope I can keep their honor and make them as proud as their country was before.
If she makes it to the Beijing Olympics, Johnson wants to experience China through her coach's eyes.
I want Qiao and Li to take me around where their hometown was and just to show me what they loved and what they remember. But other than that, I want to eat some Chinese food.
Johnson has even learned to say the 2008 Beijing Olympics slogan in Chinese. One world, one dream are what Johnson, Qiao and Li share on their journey to Beijing. For producer Liu Wenming, Elaine Lu, VOA News.